Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Recently, my wife and I attended a wedding, and we enjoy attending weddings. And among other things at the weddings, I enjoy hearing what the pastor has to share with the couple in the message. And I have to admit that sometimes I get a little weary of hearing again and again how a wife is to submit to her husband. And they're not always balanced very well with how a husband is to love his wife. And I realize that it is scriptural. There is instruction given in Ephesians, the 5th chapter in the Bible, where husbands are to love their wives and wives are to submit to their husbands. But I think it's good to have a balance in those teachings. Marriage is not simply made up of a wife submitting to her husband. Husbands are equally to love their wives. Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about that to you today and the next couple days here. I'd like to share with you to learn how to love our wife, maybe even more than we already do, and perhaps strengthen our marriages in the process. And I wish I would have known 40 years ago what I know today. And for sure, I don't know everything. That is for sure. But I would just be glad and delighted to share with you a few of the things that I've learned. Perhaps we can become better and more understanding and more loving husbands. My wife and I have enjoyed a very pleasant marriage together. Next month, we'll celebrate 39 years together. And I praise God for that. We've enjoyed good times, and we've shared in difficult things together, too. We've laughed together. We've cried together. We've experienced the joy of oneness of heart, and we've experienced the sadness of being frustrated with each other. But I can honestly say we have never in all of our married years had an exchange of bitter or angry words to each other. It just never happened. Instead, we have learned how to take the time to have those quote-unquote courageous conversations and communicate together about the trials that we face in life. Well, I don't know about you, but I want my wife to feel appreciated, to feel admired, and to feel respected, and feel secure in the love that I share with her. You see, if a husband loves his wife as described in the Bible, in most cases, his wife will gladly submit to him. And God wants every marriage to be that way. After all, God does use the marriage relationship in Ephesians chapter 5 as an example of the relationship between Christ and the church. And God wants your marriage and my marriage to extol the virtues of the love relationship between Christ and the church. So I have a question for you. Is your marriage a true picture of the relationship between Christ and the church? It can be. God wants it to be. That's his heart. Let's take a look at those verses in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. I'm going to begin reading at verse 25. It says, "Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. because we are members of his body. So the question we have to answer here is, how did Christ love the church? He's exhorting us here in these verses that we just read, that we're to love our wives, husbands, as Christ loved the church. How did he do that? What does that look like in our present day, in our culture? How do we put shoes on that statement? How does that get walked out? How does, let's put meat on those bones. Let's have something we can see and do here. How does that happen? And after all, it is how God expects us as husbands to love our wives. How do we do that? That's what the Bible directs us as husbands to do. And I tell you, that's not a small thing. That's a very tall order. But it is doable by the grace that God gives us. So how do we love our wives, husbands? Well, I'm not sure what you think of when you think about how to love your wife. But we want to think of this question here in the terms of how did Christ love the church? Think about it in the terms of the church today. What is or who is the church today? What is the church comprised of today? It's not a building somewhere. The church is a group of believers, right? Those who have given their life to the Lord. Those whose sins are washed away by the blood of Christ. Believers, those with a faith in Christ. It's you and me, all those around the globe whose sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. That comprises the church. So how does Christ demonstrate his love to you? What are ways that you can point to as evidence in your life that Christ loves you? Oh, and by the way, does he really love you every day? Are there things that happen in your life every day that you know that God loves you? Or does that just happen once a week? Or twice a month? Or, I don't know. How is it with you? And maybe the reason that we husbands need help in this area is because we really don't understand how Christ really loves us. Is that a possibility? I think it is. I think it does us husbands good to look at that. How does Christ really love us? How does that get demonstrated in our lives every day? Does it? Sure it does. Absolutely. Maybe you're not seeing it. Maybe you don't see those things. But he does. Christ loves us every day. And he demonstrates that to us in various ways. So, in the same context, in the same heart, we husbands, too, need to demonstrate our love to them every day. Well, more on that tomorrow. We'll leave that for today. Husbands, love your wife. God bless you as you walk with the Lord today.